Hello everyone, Willem Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share principles and perspectives here from decades of training leaders to get their power back and move out of the experience of stress and overwhelm. Have you had the experience that you have a to-do list or pressing items and you feel I need to push through this, and when I'm done, I'll have some peace of mind and relax? It looks like peace of mind shows up when you've completed the tasks on your list. But that is not how it works. That's not how you achieve peace of mind. It's a stupid way to try to achieve peace of mind because it's not based on the principles of how peace of mind shows up. Your mind and my mind and everybody's mind only need three things to happen for it to slow down and get peaceful. And it's not completing tasks on a list. At least that's not a good strategy at all. When the mind, your mind, gets three things, it stops reminding you about stuff that's not complete. People get stressed and overwhelmed, not by their workload, but by all the stuff they are not taking action on because their mind keeps reminding them, even waking them up in the middle of the night. You should have done this. You don't have time to do this. You'll never get to this. So what does your mind need? It needs three things. It needs a clear sense of outcome, like it needs to see when you can check off that whole task or project. Then it only needs to see the next specific action you will take. And it needs to know that you'll get reminded in a way that you trust. One of my favorite examples of this is a woman in a program. This is like almost 20 years ago when I was starting to teach these principles in large corporations a lot. She said, I know what I should do, but I don't get to it. Why do I always procrastinate? And she was this anxious, stressed individual around, I never get to do the stuff I need to do. And she blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, give me an example. And she said, well, I need to call my dentist. But I never get to it. It's been on my list for months. And why don't I act on it? And why do I get stressed by all these things that I don't act on? And I said, because I know the principles, does it say call the dentist on your to-do list? Yeah. And you haven't done it for 3 months? Yep. Well, I don't think that's the next action. Let's look at these three things, I said. What do you want to accomplish with visiting the dentist? She said, oh, it's just a checkup on an earlier job. So it's not that urgent, actually. It's just, but I need to get the thing he did before checked up. Good. I said, if it's not to call the dentist, what is the next thing you need to do to get an appointment? She looked confounded and she looked up in the ceiling. It's like, what is the next thing I need to get? Oh, she said, this is an insurance matter. I need the insurance certificate. I said, great. See, do you have insurance certificate for this dentist thing? And she said, oh yeah, I have it. And then I said, do you know where it is? And she goes, oh no, I don't. Aha, see, that's why your mind is looping. Now, do you know approximately where it is? I said, yes, sure. She said, it'll be in one of the three piles on my desk. So I said, cool, what is your next action with this dentist appointment? Well, it's to search in the three piles for my insurance paper. Cool. So what should be written on your to-do list? It should not be call the dentist, because when your mind sees call the dentist, it doesn't realize it should say search the files, or piles rather. So you can't call and your mind gets confused and you get stressed and your bad conscience kicks in and you don't feel well. So if you wrote on your to-do list, check the three piles on my desk for insurance paper, would you do it? And she said, of course I would. Cool. It's as simple as that. You might have, as a lot of people have, stuff on your to-do list that can't be done because there's actually an other action that is the first next step to take. And if you are stupid enough, if I might say so, to put things on your to-do list that you can't do, of course you get stressed, tired, and overwhelmed. And I don't mean stupid like unintelligent. I must mean stupid like not awake enough. You don't need to complete the whole task to feel peace of mind. You only need clarity about the first step and a reminder you trust. Here's another example. You're going to bed at night and you can't fall asleep because you realize, oh, I need to bring those documents to the meeting tomorrow morning because otherwise I'm in big trouble. Let's say you have some paper documents printed that you need to bring to an important meeting. And you're in your bed and you're thinking to yourself, well, I cannot forget those papers. They are too important. And you try to go to sleep, but you have this notion, oh, what if I forget those papers anyway? And you simply can't go to sleep. You decide to take action. What do you do? Do you go out of your bed, get dressed, get the papers in your hand, drive to the office, put them in the meeting room, drive back home? Because now you have, of course you don't do that. The end result is papers in the meeting room at the meeting time tomorrow. What's the next step? Well, it's something like you take out a plastic shopping bag, you put the papers in the bag, you put the bag on your door handle to your front door, and you put your car keys inside the bag. Ah, good. Now I can't forget them. Car keys are in the bag. I'll bring the bag to the office tomorrow. You go back to bed. Will you fall asleep? Like this. Did you accomplish the whole task? No, you didn't. The papers are not yet at the office where they need to be. Did you create a first next action that you trust? Absolutely. Pick the car keys out of the bag and bring the bag to your work. Doesn't matter if you've got one thing or 20 things or 200 things on your mind. If you train yourself to break down all the stuff your minds keep talking to you about into next steps and you park them into some system you trust with accurate reminders of the next action, you can have peace of mind, profound peace of mind in the midst of a super hectic work environment. I've seen this more times than I can count with my coaching clients and my course participants. When they understand this principle, that peace of mind is not waiting at the end of a finished to-do list or project. It's actually already there, covered up by a mind that hasn't got helped to see an outcome, a next action, and a reminder. And when that starts to get in place, you'll have peace of mind at levels you might not have experienced before in the midst of a super hectic workload. Hope this was valuable for you. What's the next action? What reminder do I need? Or two simple questions that will help you a lot going forward. I'll be back most days of the week with new content. Thanks for listening.